This week on The Mailbag, we are treated to a story from Lauren in North Carolina. She writes, "While we are so fortunate not to have flooding at my house, my neighborhood and town are still dealing with flooded streets. When the hurricane was coming, our family evacuated and I took my organized 365 binders with me. I can't tell you how my Sunday basket and binders have saved me during all of this. When my banking website was down and I couldn't pay bills, I pulled out my household operations binder and was able to call to make payments with all my info at hand or go to the individual creditor sites. We were able to make it into my daughter's doctor appointment and I had all her info, chargers, and supplies safe. This system has truly been a lifesaver. Now my priority is getting my binders and important documents, photos, and scrapbooks scanned to the cloud. Lauren, you and your family are in our thoughts and prayers during this disaster recovery." Do you have an organized 365 success story? We'd love to hear about it. Send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and let us know how you've changed your life and your home with Organized 365. Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Last week, we talked about how decluttering is easy, organizing is hard, and decorating is fun. And this week, I want to talk to you about endurance. Endurance in organizing means not stopping. So last week we talked about decluttering, how you can go in a room and declutter a room in a day or declutter a house in a week, and you can really get out a lot of the trash and the things you know you don't want and you don't need. You do have endurance in decluttering, but it is a physical stamina endurance. It isn't a mental endurance that you need as much in decluttering as you need in organizing. And decorating is just plain fun. You need endurance in that to be able to shop till you drop. I'm sure you've heard that saying. But again, you're going to get the decorating ideas done usually in a day, a week, maybe a month. This isn't a, you know, endurance that you have to spend years on end figuring out how to decorate your family room. Endurance in organizing is not stopping. I can run about a block, and then I can walk my dog who likes to stop a lot. My husband ran a marathon right before our kids were born, and he ran the marathon in Washington, D.C., where you run around the Pentagon a whole bunch of times, and it was like 55 degrees and rain. It wasn't a warm 55 degrees either, and I kept jumping on the metro to go to a different spot to see him run by. And I remember that he was told in a marathon, it does not matter how slow you go. The key to finishing a marathon is to never actually stop. Like once you start the marathon, the key is to never actually stop. You don't have to run, you know, like at a sprint pace, but you just need to keep going. And I'm here to tell you the same thing with organizing. It's all about not stopping. So right now, at the time of this recording, we are dead set in the middle of the fall 100-day program. Many of you that are already in the program, we are at the very end of, we're on day 55. Right in the middle. This is like hump day of the 100-day program. And you're like, okay, I've made a lot of progress. Like we did the kitchen, we did the master bedroom and the bathroom and the closet, which is where you spend 80% of your time. And now I'm going to keep sending you every week into areas that you might not even see for months. Like, I don't even use that space. I'm kind of tired. I think I might want to stop. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Endurance is not stopping. Often in the 100-day program, when you sign up the first time, you do stop. You stop around day 35 to 42. I know statistically this is what happens. The second time through, you're like, oh my gosh, these areas are so much better. I better go further into this program so that next time we do this, I can have this same feeling on days 50 to 85. Usually people make it all the way to day 100, their third time through. So I'm saying, ladies, if this is your first or second time through, don't stop. Keep going. It's not going to be perfect. No one's ever going to do the 100 days, you know, on every single 100 days. You have a week where you're sick, a week where you go on vacation, the kids are home, whatever. You don't make it. That's okay. Endurance is not stopping. It's another week. Look at next week. So the next week coming up in the 100-day program is the laundry room. Now, this is one of my favorite weeks. And actually, as of today, you can try this week for free. So week 9, the laundry room challenge, you can download for free by going to organize365.com and going to the dashboard. You're going to need to log in. We'll tell you at the end how to get in and how to get into the free week. So this week, the laundry room week is one of my favorites, and let me tell you why. Before I started Organize 365, when my kids were little, I was stuck, trapped really, on the first floor of my house. Now, I bought this house before we had children for when we did have children because it was laid out perfectly. Like, it was laid out perfectly for being the mom of babies and preschoolers. And that's what I wanted to be, a mom of babies and preschoolers. So the kitchen and the eat-in kitchen and the family room are all connected. And then there's a hallway. There's a hallway off of the eat-in kitchen, and then there's a doorway into the dining room off of our kitchen. If you've seen any of my Facebook Lives, you've seen how my house is laid out. And so if you put a gate from the kitchen to the dining room and a gate from the eat-in kitchen to the hallway, it creates a really big rectangle. I can cook there. I put all my office in my kitchen. I had a little pack and play to put Abby in when Joey was a baby. And we could literally eat and play in that area all day long. And everything was great. Right off of my family room was a hallway. You've seen it in the videos where I had the kids hang up all their coats. That wasn't there then, but my laundry room was there. And often during nap time, or I don't know, when you have kids, you do a lot of laundry. And Joey had horrible reflux. So he literally went through so many outfits a day. I can't even tell you, like, we barely got enough clothes for his little blanket that I made him out of his baby clothes because everything was ruined with spit up. And he had to have that, what we called liquid gold, which was alumetin formula, which only came in liquid form, and it stained like crazy. It was like a pre-digested formula. Anyways, I was in the laundry room all the time, but I didn't mind the laundry room for a couple of reasons. Number one, it was always warm in there, and I love to be warm. And number two, when the washer and dryer were on, it had that nice humming sound. Like, we run box fans in our house all the time. I love that sound. I love that white noise sound, and it kind of drowns out everything in the family. So if I had a babysitter or Greg had the kids and I went in the laundry room and I turned on the machines, it was like I was in my own little world. And then also, it was literally the only area in my house where I was the only person that went in that space. So I went in that space, I did the laundry, I would hide kids' gifts in there, I would put packages in there, like anything that I wanted to have just for me, I would put in my laundry room. So my laundry room is 4 feet wide by 8 feet deep. So it's a little bigger than normal laundry rooms. So I would often, when Greg would play with the kids, go in the laundry room, and I would dream, and we didn't have a lot of money either. So it wasn't like I could redecorate the whole house, but if I wanted to do something in the laundry room, I could usually do that for $10, $20, maybe $30. Like, I desperately wanted to wallpaper something, and I really didn't have the time or money to wallpaper anything. Plus, with little babies, like, they get into all the wallpaper stuff. So if I even did a regular room, like, the stuff would be left out with a two-year-old. It just wasn't practical. So I wallpapered my laundry room in bright yellow, which I would never have put anywhere else in my house. But every time I went in that room, I felt like it was so sunny and it was bright. I remember I wallpapered it like at 8 o'clock at night on a Friday. And then by Saturday morning, it was done and dried. And so it was no big deal. So my laundry room, when my kids were babies, and I felt so out of control. Oh, for those of you who have kids 5 and under, I feel ya. Like, it will get better. Literally, I would get something organized, like their baby clothes, and they would grow to the next size. Or I would organize their baby food, and then we'd find out they were allergic to something. All that had to be trashed. Or little kids, you have to change everything like every 3 to 6 months. It is mind-numbing how often you are reorganizing your organizing. Like, it's just constant. And so I loved going into the laundry room because that was my domain and no one went in there, and it had a nice hum to it. And it was warm and I could do whatever I wanted. So you may not like your laundry room like I do. Like, I don't know if anybody else likes their laundry room as much as I do. Or maybe now you're like, she's right. Maybe I do like that laundry room more than I thought. So the laundry room week is really fun for me for a couple reasons. Number one, because it's only my domain. And number two, it's a doable project. Like if you are struggling with a kitchen is a great place to start, or your master closet is a great place to start your organizing because you spend 80% of your time there, but they're both overwhelming because you can't like destroy your kitchen. You need to use that. And your closet, sometimes when we go into our closet, well, yeah, it's our domain and we can organize it. There are a lot of demons in there. You know what I mean? Like, wish I still fit in that clothing, or you're never going to have a place to wear that dress again. I mean, all these clothing pieces talk to you, but nothing talks to you in your laundry room. Like it's all like cleaners and laundry, and you can organize it and reorganize it as much as you want. Also, the laundry room is an easy room to start and finish in 1 week. Like you can give yourself a 1 week deadline, go through these 7 tasks, start and finish it. And it gives you kind of that big bang. Remember last week I said organizing is hard? Because literally I spend 3 weeks in the kitchen. So for you to organize your kitchen, I deep dive in that kitchen with you. And it takes us 3 weeks to get through it. But we can get through the laundry room in 1 week. And you could do that challenge in 1 week. And so that is why we're giving you the laundry room as a free challenge and a free way to try the 100-day program. See if you can stick to the task. See how you like the video. See if you can get through the space. That's what we're giving you now in the 100-day program. So endurance is about not stopping. It's about doing one more thing. So let's say you take me up on this and you're like, you're right, Lisa, I'm going to do this laundry room challenge. Or you're already in the 100-day program. It's laundry room day, you guys. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to go in there. It's going to be awesome. When you go in there and you do your 15-minute-a-day task, before you leave, I want you to do one more thing. One more thing. So often we do not have time and we do not have energy to get organizing. But once you start, once you've started that marathon or you started that organizing task and your timer goes off and you're done, I want you to add one more thing. Put everything from the washer into the dryer. Wipe down everything with a wet rag. Take everything for the donations and put them actually in your car. Like, what's one more thing that you can do before you leave this space that will make it easier and faster to get started tomorrow? Because your future you will definitely thank you for that. So endurance is not stopping. In the 100-day program, it's not saying, oh, the holidays are coming up. Yeah, in like weeks. They're not coming up tomorrow. Like all we have to do right now is buy Halloween candy. Like you're good to go. You can keep going in the 100-day program for many more weeks before the holidays are really going to interfere. So don't stop too early. Do one more thing. Do one more day. And when you're done with that day, say, I'm going to do one more day. I'm going to do one more day. So when my sister came down for boot camp, my sister is our director of marketing, Emily Kelly. She came down for boot camp and we went out to dinner at the Cheesecake Factory, because I love the Cheesecake Factory because they have tropical martinis. Not on the menu. They will still make it for you. Just saying. The waitress even said, I haven't seen this one in a while, but they really do a good job of this. I said, I know. They still make it for me. So we were having tropical martinis. Emily was having wine, I think. And we were talking about this diet we had talked about doing like a month prior. I said, I would really like a pacing partner. She said, me too. And so now here we are a month later at the Cheesecake Factory, mind you. And she said, you know, Lisa, this dieting thing that you said you wanted accountability on, like, are we going to do more than just say we're accountable? Like, is there a program that we're doing? Like, it's been a week or a month and neither of us are doing anything. And I said, I think I was eating a salad at the time. I said, yeah, let's have a salad every day. She goes, a salad a day? I said, yeah, salad a day. She's like, okay. So I had a salad that day and then we were having our event. So I had a salmon salad the next day because we were out to eat. And then each day when we went out, I got a salad. Well, here I am at the time of this recording. I'm on day 13 of having a salad. Now, let me just tell you, I would not have had a salad 2 days ago, except I'd already had a salad for 11 days in a row. People, I've never had a salad, 11 salads before this. I mean, I have, but not really. Like, not at this level. Like, I love the harvest chicken salad at Wendy's. Like, now I'm thinking about where I'm going to get my next salad. If you have followed any of my Insta stories, like, ever, what do I always eat? Right, Culver's onion rings. Yes, you are correct. I've replaced Culver's onion rings with salads. Do you know why? Because I was having a martini and my sister said, let's have a salad a day. And I'm slightly competitive. And also, I know I should be eating a salad instead of an onion rings. So the problem is, I didn't think we had stuff at home to have salads. Craig was making dinner because he's a saint. I've told that many times. And he said, we have lettuce. So I went in there and I got out lettuce. And we had like these little bagel chips things like that you put cheese on. So I broke those up as croutons. And then I hunted and pecked around our pantry. And I found cranberries and slivered almonds, which I think Abby bought for something. And I put it on my salad and I put a dressing on it. I was like, day 11, I had a salad. Then on day 12, I was having dinner or lunch with everybody on our team. We were having pizza. I ordered a salad with my pizza. And then I was like, darn it, it's day 13. I don't know when I'm going to get my salad. How am I going to get my salad? And I was going out to lunch with the chamber. And I said, great, I will just eat salad and a little bit of the entree instead of normally I would only eat the entree and no salad. So I'm on day 13 of having salads. I've now told Greg that this is a thing, that I'm going to have a salad every day. I have to text a picture of my salad to my sister every day. And so now endurance is all about not stopping. It's not about starting having salads. Now it is, how do I endure? How do I have a salad every single day? And thinking about it, even if I have to go out and buy a salad, I'm going to do it because I've never had this many salads. And now I'm wondering, how long can I keep this up? And I know eventually this is going to show up in my health and on my scale. And this is a great life change that I needed to make, that I happened to make while having a tropical martini. You started listening to the Organized 365 podcast. You're still listening to this part of the episode, so you haven't turned it off. You started the 100-day program. You're going to start the free week. Okay. Endurance is not stopping. When you're done with that free week, what are you going to do next? What is the next thing that you're going to do to keep going? So endurance is not stopping. Let's say you're like, that's great, Lisa. My house is totally organized. That's awesome. I'm so excited for you. Are all of your papers organized? Endurance is, what about that last bit of papers? Or when you are organizing, let's say you have the Sunday basket and you're doing errands. This happens to me all the time. I'll set aside an errand day and I'll have a whole bunch of errands in there. And inevitably, one of those errands will take too long. And then it will look like I'm not going to get all of my errands done. And I start to feel defeated. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have another errand day. I'm too tired. I'm too hungry. I don't want to do this. And I often will say to myself, I don't have to finish the whole list of errands, but I scan the list one more time and I say, what's one more errand I can run? Like, I know I want to go home. I know I can go home, but is there one more errand that I could run right now on this list? And almost always there is one, and often I'll be able to check off two or three and I leave a big one for another day. This endurance is not stopping is really changing your mindset from what you want to do right now to what your future goal is. So right now, what do I want to do? Go watch The Good Doctor. So my sister told me about this show, The Good Doctor, and I don't have any shows to binge right now. So I tried it the other night. I really like it. So I would like to stop working right now and go watch The Good Doctor. But what is one thing I can do? One thing I could do is finish recording my podcast, record the outro, upload them to my team, and then go watch The Good Doctor. There's always one more thing. The more I study people that are truly organized, truly productive, that don't seem to have unending to-do lists like most people do, many of these people don't have unending to-do lists, just like I don't have an unending to-do list, because things don't get put on the to-do list. Ah, radical thought, right? Like, things don't end up getting put on their to-do list because they just do one more thing. I'm going to go ahead, instead of putting that thing at the top of the stairs to be carried down later, I'm going to go ahead and carry it down and put it away. Instead of folding the laundry tomorrow, I'm going to bring it upstairs and put it on my bed and fold it while I watch TV tonight so that tomorrow my laundry is already done. I'm going to go ahead and finish the dishes tonight so they're not ready tomorrow. Now, you know that's one that I usually leave until the morning. Although, I've had to change my routine. That's what I used to do because I did the dishes while I was getting the kids ready to go to school. Well, Joey's in college and Abby's homeschooled. So lately, I've realized it's not serving me to leave those dishes until tomorrow morning because the kitchen's always a mess. I come down the next day. I'm starting work right away now. I don't have time to wash the dishes in the morning. I've had to change my habit to Greg makes dinner, I do the dishes, and then I come upstairs. So looking at your routines, where can you tuck in one more thing? I know I used to follow some productivity specialists would say this. And at the time, my kids were younger. I was exhausted. I didn't have any time. And they would say, just do one more thing, like carry the thing on. I was like, yeah. Great for you to say. You don't have kids or you only have one kid. And it is true. Like if you have a lot of little kids, you go take a nap and a bath. Everyone else listen. But now that I'm in my 40s and my kids are getting older, like, wow, you really do get a lot more time. And I often want to go read a book or watch a show or get back on Instagram or do a little bit more work. But if I hold off on doing those things I love to do and I scan my house and say, what's one more thing I can do when I'm already in homemaking mode, which I call being domestic. I say to Greg, I'm going to be domestic today. I often say that on a Saturday, about once a month, I'll say, oh, it's a domestic day. And he knows exactly what that means. That means I am going to wear a t-shirt and jeans, and I'm going to run around this house from one area to the other and just do all of the things that I don't normally do. Change the furnace filter and, you know, clean the dog's water bowls and give him his meds and wash the washing machine. And all those tasks that I don't normally get to, I batch them all in what I call a domestic day. And I just run around all day. I usually do all of the laundry. I wash the sheets. Like anything I don't normally get to gets lumped on these days. I will go out and get fast food. Like I make it really fun for me. I know it's not normal how much I love to do a domestic day and a Sunday basket day, but I love being a homeowner. I don't know if you do, but I truly love being a homeowner, a wife, and a mother. I love it. But I also love running my business. And the more I run my business all the time and work, whatever, I added it up last week. It was only 40 hours. My husband said I added it up wrong. I do work a lot, but I also love having those domestic days, having that Sunday basket time, having dates with Greg. I love doing whatever I'm doing. Whenever you're getting ready to transition from one thing to the next, even in your marriage, you guys. Like, so when I'm spending time with Greg, he's making dinner and we're talking, or he's getting ready to watch football and it's a Sunday afternoon, we're talking right up until kickoff at 1 o'clock. I will want to go do the next thing, whatever that is that I'm going to do. And I will stop myself and I will say, what's one more thing I can do for Greg? What's one more conversation I can have with Greg? How about if I spend 5 more minutes with Greg? Or in homeschooling with Abby, I'll get through what I want to get done and either she'll be out of energy or I will. And I'll say to myself, okay, what's one more assignment I can give her, lesson I could teach her, thing I could do to prepare us for our homeschool tomorrow? Finishing, instead of going from one activity to the next, truly stopping and finishing and thinking, what is one more thing I could do right now so that when I come back to this same activity, because life is just moving from one activity to the next and then back again. When I come back into the laundry room, what's one more thing if I did it now, my future self would thank me. If I leave the kitchen right now at 7 o'clock at night, what's one more thing I can do so when I come down tomorrow morning, I love the way my kitchen looks. When I walk through the house at the end of the day, what's one more thing I can do? Pick up all the dog toys, put away all of Abby's socks and shoes. What's one more thing I can do? So getting organized is not necessarily about getting started, although we will be talking about that in December because getting started usually is difficult, but often we get a spark, like we want to do the decluttering because it's easy and it's fun and it's a big bang, or we're going to get started on this free laundry room week. But endurance is about not stopping. For those of you in the 100-day program, I hope that this is giving you that kick of energy and adrenaline that you need to be like, that's right, the laundry room really is going to be fun. And then the next room. And the way the 100-day program is structured, the first 3 weeks are the kitchen. The next 3 weeks are the adult condo, which is the bedroom, the master bathroom, and master closet. And then after that, each week is an independent week. So let's say you're like, darn it, I'm going to be out of town this week, or I have a big report due this week. No big deal. Endurance is about not stopping. If you cannot do the 100-day program on Monday or next week, jump back in the next Monday. And let's see how many days I can go eating salads. I should give myself a goal, but right now my goal is to not miss a day, and we will see how that is. Hey, I have two gifts for you. Not GIFs like the animated cartoons, but gifts, G-I-F-T-S. Ooh, speaking of gifts, do you realize that the holidays are coming? Ah, the holidays are coming. I would love to help you have the most organized, laid-back, memorable, holidays ever that you've ever had and just feel like this holiday season, you remembered everything, you got to enjoy all of the people, you got everything done that you wanted to get done over the next 8 weeks. Starting November 12th, the week of November 12th, I will be doing a daily Facebook Live, and I have printables that go along with this holiday blitz to help you get organized. Now, last year, I helped you organize just the holiday of Christmas or Hanukkah, but this year, we're going to do all of the holidays that go from November to January. So we're going to organize Thanksgiving, Christmas or Hanukkah, the New Year, and those house organizing projects that you want to do the last week in November. December, I mean. You know you have those. Those projects that you just want to get done or cleaned out or organized, unless you're on a cruise. And if you're on a cruise, well, then enjoy it, because how awesome is that? But for the rest of us that are still at home, I know we have some household organizing projects to do. So your first gift is to go ahead and join this holiday blitz. And when you join, you're going to get the printables that we're going to walk through. And at the end, on the 16th, I'm going to have a special webinar. And in that webinar, I'm going to have a special for you, which is going to be the Organized 365 equivalent of Black Friday. And if you're not on the webinar, you're not going to see the Black Friday thing. And I know you're going to want to see it. So in order to register, go to organize365.com/holiday-blitz, B-L-I-T-Z. We'll also have that on the homepage at Organize365, or if you're following me on Instagram, which you should be, you could get the link to that right inside of the link that I have in Instagram. The second gift that I have for you, also available in my Instagram, or you can go to organize365.com/try100, T-R-Y 100. Yes, I am going to let you try a week of the 100-day program completely free. We even have it set up in the dashboard, so you'll actually get the lessons, you'll get the planner printable pages, we'll walk you right through it as if you were actually in the 100-day program. Now, in the past, I've offered a free week of the 100-day program, and what I offered was the first week, which is great. However, the first week is the kitchen, and the kitchen takes 3 weeks. So you got like through a third of the kitchen. And then if you decided to join the 100-day program, you just basically started by redoing what you had already done. So this time we thought about this a little bit and we decided, what is one area that if you could try the 100-day program would give you the best flavor for what actually happens inside of the 100-day program? And what we decided to give you is week 9, which is the laundry room. I've mentioned in a couple of these podcasts that one of the first spaces I gained control over in my own house was the laundry room. Usually, the family will let you do whatever you want in the laundry room. Really doesn't matter. Plus, also, we store a lot of stuff in there. Like, it's not just laundry. We have cleaners and household projects and gift wrap and all kinds of stuff that's in the laundry room. So the laundry room is sometimes a mini hot mess room. So that's what we're giving you free, the week 9 laundry room challenge. You'll be able to log in. You'll be able to download a weekly planner that has the tasks at the bottom. Use it just like you would use the planner in the 100-day program. You'll get the printables that go with the week about how to organize your cleaners and all of that. And then the day-by-day challenges, links, videos, all of it to do your laundry room. Check it out. See if it's for you. See if you like the style. See if you could do it in 15 to 30 minutes a day. See if you can get that laundry room done in a week. And if you'd like to take a look about going further into the 100-day program. So you can find that gift again by going to organize365.com/try100, T-R-Y 100. Now, if you're thinking, oh my gosh, Lisa, how am I supposed to write down all of these links? I'm driving. I'm walking the dog. I'm doing dishes. I'm doing laundry. Yeah, me too, when I listen to podcasts. So here's the thing. Did you know that if you're on my newsletter, that I send you the show notes for every podcast and all of the links right inside of the newsletter? So you could just listen to the podcast for entertainment value, and then pretty much I've given you the notes and all of the links in your email inbox. So then you can go, oh yeah, I'll go open that email and then just click on that, try the 100-day program, click on that and join the blitz. If you're already in the 100-day program and you don't have the planner, try the 100-day program to see if you like the planner printables, and then maybe you'll buy the planner in January. It's okay. You could join free things even if you're already in the program. If you did the holiday blitz last year, it's completely different this year. Sign up again. It's 100% free. And remember, at the end of the blitz, we're going to have you sign up for a webinar, and that's where the Organize 365 Black Friday special is going to be. So go check out those two gifts. And if you would like to have these emails sent to your email inbox every Friday, go to organize365.com/newsletter and never miss another week of show notes again. Have a great week.